Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends.
Tripping down the sidewalk, looking like a fool with a pocket full of questions. I was living in a worry, moving in a hurry, in the wrong direction. But then suddenly it hit me, it doesn't really matter cause I got you with me. And I think I don't have to be so down, 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 down. I should be happy. I should be happy, yeah, yeah. I should be stuck his foot out and I tripped on the same lie. That voice screaming into my head, pushing me to play dead, saying don't you even try. But how can I claim to be free when I carry more chains than the world when they see me? And I don't want to be the fool who stays down, 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 down. I should be happy. I should be happy. Yeah, yeah. I should be
to give it to her to talk about what the Lord's led on her heart tonight.
Lord, we thank you for tonight. We just pray that you would be with Pam as she speaks into our lives, truth, and hope. I thank you for everyone here in our live audience, those that are listening, wherever they're listening by. I pray that we would bring blessing and hope into their life tonight and remind them of their value. I thank you for all the women and all the families represented in this room, regardless of their age or their season in life tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've had Pam with us a few other times, and she blesses every time she comes. So, Pam.
And I really am grateful to be here. I have been really praying since I texted Tammy and said, well, what would you want me to speak on? I've been asking the Lord, and she said, joy. You guys have all been discussing joy. Do you know that, for one thing, that joy is not just an outward expression? It's not just a smile. You can smile all the time and still not have joy inside your heart. Joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's so important to have that. And I was on the way here, the Lord reminded me of something that had happened while I was in the jails, being a chaplain. Not
just hey, we got all types of testimony here, girlfriend. We're not pressing anything.
We were praying for this one girl, and she was so sad. I mean, she'd come all the time, and she just was sad all the time. And we started praying with her, and we were taking the authority that Christ gave us over that spirit of heaviness that was on her. And the Lord told me to tell her to start laughing. And she goes, I don't want to laugh. And I said, no, you need to laugh. I said, even from the very depth of your inner being, just start laughing. Just go, ha, ha, ha. And she goes, I can't do that. And I go, no, try it. And do you know that actually worked? It broke it. It broke that heaviness off of her, that the next few times we've seen her, she said she had such joy that she could not believe the joy that she had. And my friend, my helpers that went with me, they started doing that. They get depressed or something to have. You know, even things happen in our day. And we get down. Well, they started doing that in their driving while they were driving, and they said they started laughing, and they could tell the joy of the Lord just started flooding their soul. But that is that the joy of the Lord gives us strength, and it's not something to take very lightly. Actually, this scripture that God gave me this morning is in Isaiah 61:7, and I'm going to go a little bit different with this, but I'm going to read the scripture out to you. It says, instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. So it tells me that everlasting joy will be ours. I mean, it's something that we should have all the time. I'm sure as you guys study joy, you study the fruit of the Spirit, and you realize that that's part
not
of
yet.
The fruit.
Not yet. Not yet. We were talking about the pursuit of happiness, and we ended it with how our ministry in life and our purpose in life is what brings us joy, which is also strength.
Yeah.
It's not just happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of letting you go there, however
okay.
you want.
Well, that is part of the fruit of the Spirit is joy, and and that should be a part of your character. As you having Christ in you, that should be a part of your character, is to be able to have joy and be able to tap into joy at any given time so that you can have the strength of the Lord that floods your soul.
Right.
But one of the things that this scripture here spoke to me about, this one in Isaiah 61, is when it says, instead of their shame. And I was thinking about women in general and some of the shame that we carry. You know, things happen to you. If I were to take the time and listen to each one of your stories, every story would be different, and you'd have an avenue of where you're ashamed. You would probably have some kind of an avenue where you're just ashamed.
Yeah.
And that is something that the enemy of our soul likes to use against you to rob you of your joy.
Right.
And I've really found this in dealing with women, that it this scripture is so true, because it tries to grab your, let me see, how do I put this? How many of you condemn yourself? You know, you're always on yourself, and that could be something to do with the shame that you felt.
Right.
You know, and it could be as a child, it could be any time in your life. Actually, it could even be yesterday or today. You know, something, but it rises up and it talks to you and it has a voice. But God tells us in the scripture that we will rejoice in our inheritance, and our inheritance is Jesus Christ, who came to set the captive free.
Okay.
He came to set us free of that shame so that we don't have to let that shame rule our life. Because if we let shame rule our life, what happens in that is that it defines us. It defines who we are. It builds, it moves our character one way or another. And you, as being women, you probably know that it also makes you put up walls.
Yeah.
Because you're going to protect your heart. You don't want to go in that direction ever again. But shame is a huge thing, and I've noticed it, especially with women. It probably is with men too, but I deal more with women than men. And I'm noticing how things that happen to them. I was just telling Debbie about a women's retreat we just finished. We are actually doing it over Halloween, which was so awesome because God just came in like you would not believe. The presence, I mean, people actually seeing the glow of the Lord in the room. They thought their eyes were going crazy. But it was so amazing because God came to set women free of shame during that. They started to realize, you know, I did this, or I one woman said, I had an abortion, and that still speaks to me now, and it was when I was a kid. And that speaks because of the shame. You know, we're forgiven. God's totally forgiven us,
right.
And he's totally cleansed us from all unrighteousness. So there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. But the enemy still speaks to us.
I think, too, if I can reiterate where you're talking about the shame, I think that regardless if you're visiting somebody in prison that has
mm-hmm.
done things to us, wow, that's a big sin,
mm-hmm.
or if somebody that we have maybe had the sin of omission and that's not doing something we knew was right,
mm-hmm.
the shame is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
The shame is still... we can have on us, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I shouldn't have got involved, you know, with
mm-hmm.
that person or whatever. And the shame, it's just like, it's like the devil has the stronghold of you're not good enough.
Yes.
Regardless of what that good or bad is,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it doesn't, the sin is different, but the shame is the same.
And the thing is with that, though, is that you as women, you guys have a very, very unique opportunity. You as women can set your atmosphere in your home.
Absolutely.
You as women can take down strongholds in your children. You
yeah.
as women can, I mean, you have an opportunity where the enemy tries to think, you, why would I do that when I can't even take care of myself?
Mm.
It's because we keep looking back onto those things. But again, I want to tell you that Jesus came to set you free. He says in the Word that I preached on this not too long ago. In Hebrews, it talks about Jesus going into hell. And you probably all know the scripture where he went and took the keys away from the enemy.
Yeah.
And the thing is he took your keys too. So that you could be free, so that you can walk free. Because Jesus wants us to be able to be that example for our neighbors, for our friends, for anybody that's around us. He wants us there to be that person. Because you never know your story, whatever your story is that you're ashamed of. Whatever it might be, do you know that God could use that to set someone free?
Mm-hmm.
If you allow the Lord to shine a light upon the darkness, you will set captives free.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says when the light gets shined, the darkness has to flee. And it's so, and we get too embarrassed, or we get too ashamed to say something, or we don't want to admit something, and so we hold back, and yet the person sitting next to me might need to really hear that. Because in Revelation 12, it says you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And the word of your testimony is that Jesus came to set you free from that. And if he can do it for you, he can do it for other people. And then we can go back into the joy, because the joy is going to give you the strength. You won't be listening to those things that tried to determine who you were or tried to take you out when you were young, you know, that tried to destroy you when you were a kid or a teenager or adult or whatever it may be. But he can't do it anymore because you shined a light on it.
Yeah.
It has no hold on you anymore. I had some. I shared one of the issues, ones that I had here before, about how when I first went into the jails, how the enemy used that against me. I didn't feel like I was good enough, and I didn't feel like. I mean, my whole family was falling apart. I felt, you know, some woman tried to pick up my husband, right? And I'm going, what? You know, I'm doing this for you, God, and this is happening. Yeah. And the Lord, he actually taught me that lesson about shining the light on the darkness. I was so insecure. I mean, that was his plan, because I had a seed of insecurity from when I was young. And that was the plan, was to deep root that insecurity inside of me so I wouldn't do what I'm doing today. And he tried to stop that. And he tried to cover it up. And God said, Pam, if you will believe my word, and if you will just shine a light on that darkness that he's trying to do, then he won't have a hold on you anymore. And I did that. I, right from the pulpits, I preached it. You know, I preached it. I said, you know what? I was this girl. I mean, one time I was going out, and I'm going to go get drunk on my face. And I put on my cowboy boots, my tight jeans, my leather jacket. I was going down to the local tavern, and that's where I was headed. And my husband's out there messing with the horses. You know, he's an innocent guy. I don't even know what's happening. But it's all coming in here. You know how the enemy does? It all comes in here. So I'm headed out, and he goes, where are you going all dressed up? I said, I'm going down to the local tavern. And then I stop. I go, where is it? You know, so it's what. But I was allowing the enemy to try to destroy something before it even took off.
Yeah.
You know, and God started to show me that if I would just start shining a light on those issues in my life as he reveals them, because I know this is, you probably heard this many times before, we're like onions, right? God peels a little bit back here, a little bit back there, and he keeps doing that, and he's trying to get down to the very core of us. I really believe that we have souls that need to be healed.
Yeah.
You know, we're saved and we're loving Jesus and we're doing the best we can and we're just trying to do what is right. But Jesus, there's a soul that needs to be healed from that wound, and it can't be healed unless we're willing to give it to God, unless we're willing to open up and say, okay, God, here it is, and I am insecure because of this. I am, you know, I had to look back to the places where I was so insecure. And I'll tell you the truth, it still tries to come back sometimes. But it doesn't rule over me anymore because I saw it for what it was, and I shined a light. And when God says that in Galatians 5:22 that joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit, this is something that I should have. Don't you ever wonder why don't I have joy? You know, this world that we live in is heavy. It's got a lot of stuff going on. We all have family issues, but God wants you to have that joy. He wants you to have that joy because the joy of the Lord is you're going to be your strength.
Yeah.
It'll give you the strength to get over the speed bump. You know, it'll give you the strength to be able to push forward a little bit more. But we have to be willing to just surrender it to God and say, God, yes, I did do this. I know you've forgiven me. I know that I'm cleansed. But, Lord, I'm having an issue with this, and I really need to be set free. And you know what? He's faithful.
Yeah.
He will get you free. He'll help you to be free. He'll lead you to somebody who'll be able to pray for you. God says that he's given you authority. It says in the Word of God, in Acts, it says he's given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And that means even the shame. Even the issues that speak to us and tell us we're not any good or we can't do it or we're not pretty enough, you know. I mean, that's where he attacked me. I felt, man, I am just not pretty enough. I went out and I bought all kinds of sexy clothes. You know, I was going to be this. I went, whoa, God. Now I can talk about it and laugh about it. But
yeah.
I'm going, wow, Lord, where was my head? You know, but I was ready to go. I was just ready to go. But God. You know, he loves us so much, and he's bringing us, and we've been doing this in our Bible study where we've been going through to get people's souls healed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can get that wound healed, oh, you girls would be dangerous.
Yeah.
You'd be so dangerous for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would be. You'd have your swords. You'd be going for it because you would know the freedom that Christ has for each one of you. He really does have any freedom. Yeah.
I love what Lisa Bevere says, and that is that the devil attacks us not because of what we used to do,
mm-hmm.
but because of what we're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and attacks us with what we used to, you know, the past, or we're not good enough, or my husband's not giving the attention that I need, even though he had no idea that you wanted any right then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so kind of the blame game on somebody else. And it says that, you know, the devil knows how good and how much of a lioness or a warrior you are for the future. So he wants to stop your future.
Yes,
it's not about your past. He wants to stop your future. So I'm thinking that as women make choices in our life, to make choices that are of the value of a daughter of the King.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Amen. The enemy knows what button to push.
Yeah.
He always knows what button to push to get our attention, to make us turn the other way. And we have to realize that God, too, though, he says that if we acknowledge him, he would direct our course.
Mm-hmm.
He'd show us which way to go if we would take the time to just acknowledge him and say, okay, God, I know you're God. I know that this is not too big for you. I know that you can handle this as well, you know, and we need, but we have to, it's part of our discipline, which is part of the fruit of the Spirit too, is to discipline ourselves into turning to Him first. You know, turning to Him and asking Him to help. Because I believe this from cover to cover. And I don't make excuses for it. I don't understand a lot. I'll tell you the truth, I don't. But what He does show me, it really works. And He does want to set you free. He wants those wounds healed because He really wants to use you. He wants to use you for His kingdom. And it is true. I did a sermon not too long ago at the Lighthouse on I'm not the girl I used to be.
Mm.
You know, how the enemy has always reminded me. And I used Rahab as an example, you know, her being a prostitute and where she was, yet she became in the lineage of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't the girl she used to be anymore.
That's good.
We're not the girls we used to be anymore. We may have done a lot of things, but those are under the blood. And we have to remember they're under the blood, and we need to remind the enemy they are under the blood, you know, and He'll set us free. God will set us free. He amazes me. I kept asking the Lord actually about this. Are you sure you want me to share this verse? I always do that. But, but listen to this again. It says, instead of their shame, their hurts, their wounds, my people will receive a double portion. A double portion, girls. Can you imagine a double portion? I mean, that's like winning the lottery two times over or whatever, and we get it all. We get everything. And it says instead of disgrace, instead of being embarrassed or disgraced, it tells us that we will rejoice in our inheritance in the Lord. How awesome is that? And so they will inherit a double portion in the land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. And I love that because it means that the joy will be mine no matter what. No matter what I'm going through, it's everlasting. You know, it's like God, never ending. It's there. And I just think it's an awesome thing. I think it's awesome when you start digging into joy. I'm going to come with something she's not expecting.
No, I love it. I just touched on that for probably 30 seconds last week, that joy is strength.
Yeah.
It's not giggles, you know? It's not all just giggles.
Yeah, it's
But it's strength, because when you're laughing, you don't have physical strength at all.
Yeah.
You know, you can laugh, like you were saying, kind of get that girl going and laughing, because your brain doesn't know you're not happy. It goes by your face, which is another thing where we've got an excellent study we're starting in January that Debbie will talk about a little bit after we go off radio. But to know that God's joy is not just happiness, but it's strength.
It is.
And pursuing what God has called us to do, we kind of just have to get past the past and kind of say, hey, you know, this is what I'm meant to do. Have you ever been helping? And, you know, you think of all these goals and things that we've talked about the past few weeks on the show, and we were talking about how there's, you know, anticipation makes us happy, or financial savvy makes us happy, or friendship makes us happy, or socialization, or whatever, all the different things that we covered in, and more. But really, I have never seen joy like I've seen when somebody gives to somebody when they can't be given anything back.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at the point, and I've taken, how many trips have we taken to Mexico? 10, 12? Mm-hmm. Lots. And we bring a different group almost every time. I think you and I and Debbie are the only three that have always gone. And we bring a group of 15 to 25 each time of different people, and we sit down at night, and we are so blessed and have so much joy. We think, how did we put on 300 pairs of soccer shoes today? Or how did we take these 100 people and do the spa thing with, or fit them for dresses? I mean, all the different things we did, and we're so exhausted at the end of the day, especially that one time when I said, hey, guys, we're all done. And I said, I think tonight's our night off. And so we went and got showered, and we felt so good. And the pastor came out and said through the interpreter, we got another church. We start over in 15 minutes. And it was like I have never been more tired in my life, but it was such joy when those 200 kids came in, and they started running in and doing stuff, and you're just like, there was – that is joy, because you're right where God intended you to be. Have you ever felt like that, where you feel, this is where I'm supposed to be, because it doesn't just give me happiness, it gives me joy.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me strength for a new day. It gives me the morning of my suffering. It's that nighttime is over, and joy comes in the morning, it says. And so strength comes in the morning,
yes.
You know, to continue and to
to know that, am I doing what God wants me to do right now, which is a whole different thing. We're going to talk about that in January, too. That's really exciting, and how our brain works in that way. So anyway, do you have anything else? Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's
well, thank
good.
You. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Can you do our extra while you're up there? Thank you.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe. And we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Tripping down the sidewalk, looking like a fool with a pocket full of questions. I was living in a worry, moving in a hurry in the wrong direction. But then suddenly it hit me, it doesn't really matter cause I got you with me. And I think I don't have to be so down, 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 down. I should be happy. I should be happy, yeah, yeah. I should be foot out and I tripped on the same lie. That voice screaming into my head, pushing me to play dead, saying don't you even try. But how can I claim to be free when I carry more chains than the world when they see me? And I don't want to be the fool who stays down, 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 down. I should be happy. I should be happy. Yeah, yeah. I should be what you see is what you get, what you see is how